Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Bighorn and Park County officials are investigating the death of a man whose body was found Monday near Franny. On Monday afternoon, the Park County Sheriff's Office received a report of a deceased male in the road on Lane 5W. Deputies from both counties responded, along with North Bighorn Hospital Emergency Medical Services. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. The Park County Sheriff's Office reported the investigation is ongoing and will involve three agencies: the Park County Sheriff's Office, Bighorn County Sheriff's Office, and the Wyoming Department of Criminal Investigation. The identity of the man has not been released, as authorities are notifying next of kin. An autopsy is also being performed. A Montana woman faces a homicide charge in the shooting death of a Wyoming man whose body was found in his van after it crashed in Billings last week. Yellowstone County prosecutors charged 31-year-old Christy Lynn Chavez of Billings with deliberate homicide by accountability in the death of Dennis Gresham of Sheridan. Court records say Gresham was shot after he refused a request for a ride by Chavez and Michael Lee McClure. Authorities say McClure died later that day of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head during a standoff with officers. Chavez's bond was set at $500,000. She did not enter a plea.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. And when you buy a sample, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you want a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Pal.
Gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on 1 gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
The Uinta County Sheriff's Department says several phony $100 bills have been passed in the Bridger Valley in southwest Wyoming, including at least one that did not show up as counterfeit when tested with a counterfeit marker. The bills were not revealed as counterfeit until they were deposited in a local bank. One of the bills tested by a standard counterfeit marker pen passed that test. At last report, the funny money had only been reported in the Bridger Valley area of Uinta County, but it's entirely possible that whoever is passing the bills has moved on at this point. Anyone who thinks they may have been given a counterfeit $100 bill should contact law enforcement immediately. If it's not snow, it's rain. A torrential downpour hit southeast Wyoming yesterday, smashing precipitation records around Cheyenne and Laramie. The Cheyenne Airport picked up 1.47 inches of rain, nearly doubling the previous record for the date, which was 0.77 inches, set back in 1941. Laramie also set a daily rainfall record, picking up 0.47 inches at the airport. And even with record-breaking totals falling in those two locations, it rained even harder east of Carpenter, with a jaw-dropping 1.95 inches of rain falling.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.